Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact. The President of the United States is taking questions in the White House. He was just asked about the epic Supreme Court decision today. He said it's the law of the land, and he will follow the law of the land. That, of course, is the right thing for the president to say. I am not a public office holder, and I can say I think the decision stinks. It's wrongly decided. But we will get to that. And let's go directly to the president of the United States.
He's done a great job. Oklahoma's at a very low number. They've done really fantastic work. They have a pretty new, magnificent arena, as you probably have heard, and we're getting exact numbers out, but we're either close to or over 1 million people wanting to go. We have a 22,000 seat arena, but I think we're going to also take the convention hall next door, and that's going to hold 40,000, so we'll have 22,000 plus 40,000, which would mean that we'll have over 900,000 people that won't be able to go, but hopefully they'll be watching. But it's an amazing, nobody's ever heard of numbers like this. I think we're going to have a great time. We're going to talk about our nation. We're going to talk about where we're going, where we've come from. And I can tell you on COVID or coronavirus or whatever you want to call it, plenty of names, tremendous progress is being made. I spoke with the governor of Texas, where they've done a fantastic job, and he said they have had some outbreaks in prisons, and that's where their numbers went out. And the numbers change a little bit because of the prison population, but he's got it in great shape. Texas, Florida's doing very well. Georgia's doing very well. We have tremendous numbers. We have hot spots, as I said, you might, and we take care of the hot spots. But many of the governors have done a very good job. Some not as good as others, some very good. But Oklahoma's been a place that I think one of the reasons we chose it is because of how well they, because it's early. It's very early. And because of what a great job the governor and everybody else has done in Oklahoma. And we expect to have, it's like a record-setting crowd. We've never had an empty seat. And we certainly won't in Oklahoma. Mike, you want to talk about how well Oklahoma's done relative to other places?
Certainly, Mr. President. President and I have both spoken to Governor Kevin Stitt
Vice President
in the last several days and even earlier today. And Oklahoma has really been in the forefront of our efforts to slow the spread. And in a very real sense, they flattened the curve. And today, their hospital capacity is abundant. The number of cases in Oklahoma has declined precipitously, and we feel very confident going forward with the rally this coming weekend. We're working closely with the governor. We'll have measures in place to be screening people coming in to the facilities. But Oklahoma's really led the way in demonstrating that we can safely reopen. And so as we gather to hear from the president and hear about the stakes in this election, we'll also be celebrating a state that's demonstrated every day that you can put health first and open up and do all those things at the same time.
And Mike, you gave me a number before nationwide. Overall, how are we doing?
Well, it's really remarkable, Mr. President, with more than 22 million tests having been performed across the country. We continue to see overall that the what's called the positive test rate remains very stable in the country. As we said earlier, Mr. President, there's a few states where the positivity rate is climbing, and we're working very closely with those governors to identify that. You mentioned that in the state of Texas, there was one county where there were literally three prisons that had individual outbreaks. That accounted for literally hundreds of new cases in a single day. We're also seeing in Imperial County, California, people who Americans who may live on the opposite side of the border in Mexico coming home, and that showing up in some of their numbers. But overall, the American people, I think, are to be commended, Mr. President, that because of the steps they've taken and continue to take, we're demonstrating we can safely reopen. And where we saw coronavirus positive cases 6 weeks ago, over 30,000, now it's averaged in recent weeks roughly 20,000 new cases a day. As I said, the positivity rate remains flat. Hospitalizations for coronavirus are declining all over the country. And most importantly, our fatality rate continues over a seven-day average to continue to decline. The president's always quick to say one loss of life is too many. But when we think about a matter of a month and a half ago when we were losing 2,500 Americans a day, now that we see the numbers declining so precipitously, I think it's a real tribute to our healthcare workers, tribute to every American that has demonstrated each and every day that we can reopen our country, but we can continue to put the health, particularly of our most vulnerable, first.
And yesterday's number was approximately what?
According to some public reporting, Mr. President, I'll have more details later this afternoon, less than 400 fatalities yesterday all across the country.
So that's a far cry from what it was a month ago or 2 months ago, and it's a lot. 400 people too much. Shouldn't happen at all. China should not have let it happen, but it happened. All over the world it's happened. Which is a very sad thing, but our number is really the low water mark, and it's getting better, and it'll end up being gone. We're making very good headway with respect to vaccines, Alex, and we're making very good headway therapeutically, and a cure was really, really tremendous headway. I've seen the results. I've met with some of the people that do the work, smart people, great people, people that have succeeded before. I think vaccines are coming along far in advance of what they thought they would be. And I think we'll have some very good news for you on vaccines and therapeutics and cures, frankly, because I guess, if you look at therapeutics, if it acts fast enough, I guess you call it a cure, wouldn't you say? So I think we're going to have some very good news on that. But we're at a low mark, and some of them, like in Texas, where you had a prison population that was that went heavy, and now it's controlled. So we understand the disease. We've learned. I was with the governor of New Jersey the other night, and we had a great talk about economic development, and we're going to be doing a big bridge that they've been looking for I guess he said since 1918 they've been looking to redo it. So that's a long time. But and we've agreed to do that. It's about $900 million. But he had mentioned 2,500 deaths or 12,500 deaths. 12,500 deaths, and out of that, there was one death under 18. I said, say it again. So it was over 12,000. I guess the exact number was 12,500. And they did the study from that point, and out of that, one death was under the age of 18, which is pretty amazing. I knew it was, which tells me the schools hopefully are going to be back in the fall. They're going to be back in full blast. But the young people have very strong immune systems. I imagine that's the reason. But they've come out of this at a level that's really inconceivable. By the way, the regular flu, other flus, other things, SARS or H1N1, any of them, if you look at the young people, they were affected like everybody else. But for whatever reason, with respect to COVID, the numbers are very, very low. So, yeah, please.
The Wall Street Journal had a similar report to what the president is saying. They have an editorial called the COVID Age Penalty. And listen to this. For most people under the age of 65, studies have found that the risk of dying from COVID-19 isn't much higher than from getting in a car accident driving to work. In California and Florida, the fatality risk for under 65 crowd is about equal to driving 17 miles a day. We will be right back on the MedBed Show with Reverend Wayne Perryman of the Seattle Black Community coming up.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show. Glad to be able to get back to some of those racial issues that are paralyzing the country right now. And those are serious issues. I mean, there are some issues that are, I think, fairly easily dealt with. Changing the names of various army bases. It seems that President Trump has retreated on that. He is going to be conducting a big meeting tomorrow. Apparently, it's going to be a roundtable where he's going to be talking about the proposals for police reform and those that he supports and those that he won't support. And he's doing so together with South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who is the only Republican in the United States Senate. In fact, I think at the moment when Will Hurd goes away, Will Hurd is leaving the Congress of the United States, which is too bad because he's a fine Republican congressman from Texas. But and he's replaced by a Democrat. Will Hurd is going to be almost certainly Tim Scott is going to be with the president apparently tomorrow. The president in his press opportunity just moments ago announced that he is going to be moving forward. I think that the questions really do have to do with what actually needs to be changed aside from reforming policing. Because I think some of the ideas about reforming policing and the demilitarization of police, the ideas of eliminating chokeholds, the president has indicated he's open to that, and making the situation less of a problem, less of a flashpoint than it is, I think is extraordinarily important. But it's also important to keep the situation in perspective. And Black Lives Matter, no question about it. Everybody can agree on it. Black Lives Matter. But I think it's also important to understand that even police reform of the most sweeping kind is going to have very little impact on black lives because the total number of unarmed black suspects who were killed by police, like that poor guy, Rashad, I guess he's still technically unarmed, even though he had taken a taser gun, a stun gun, from the police who were encountering him. He was killed in Atlanta at a Wendy's on Friday night, I believe it was. And they proceeded to burn down the Wendy's, and the police chief in Atlanta has resigned, and now there's a crisis there. That sort of incident is extraordinarily rare. It is less than one a day. However, inequalities exist, they persist, and clearly injustice persists in the United States of America. Wayne Perryman is a clergyman. He has worked as a community activist for years in Seattle. He is well known, widely respected. He has helped to uplift people. He is also an author of a book about why black people have a natural home in the Republican Party. That's not such a usual thing among black activist clergymen. Reverend Perryman, always great to speak to you.
How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing okay. And you and your family, well, safe, all right?
Yeah, my boys just moved back home with the COVID-19 and unemployment situations, but we're making adjustments.
Well, okay, thank God. I wanted to have you on because you had your mailings, which are sent out fairly regularly, and I always read them with interest, even when we disagree. But you sent out a mailing that I agreed with, and you told a story in the mailing about, I believe it was your son who was serving at Fort Hood as a young black male, serving at a fort that was named after a Confederate general who had dedicated his life and risked his life to defending slavery. You want to explain to people about that?
Well, it wasn't my son. It was Jackie Robinson, the famous baseball star. And Jackie was at Fort Riley originally in Kansas. He refused to play for the Army's football team because Missouri State players would not go on the field if the Army put a black person on their team. And so Jackie told his officers, look, I refuse to play football for the Army. I don't want to go through this. So they said, we'll teach you a lesson. And they sent him to Fort Hood, one of the most racist military bases in the world at that time. And Joe Louis was also there, and Sugar Ray Robinson. The three of them were there at Fort Hood. And Jackie was coming home to the base off of leave, and he refused to sit in the back of the bus, military bus, and they arrested him. At that time, he was second lieutenant in the Army, and they attempted to court-martial him. Joe Louis and the NAACP stepped in, and it was interesting, during the trial, Jackie explained to the tribunal why he was so offended when the bus driver and the military officers called him the N-word. And he began to say that my grandmother was a slave, and she taught me and my siblings the nastiness of that word and what it meant. And he said, that's why I was quite upset when they referred to me with the N-word. Well, make a long story short, he was exonerated and restored back to his status as an officer.
Which allowed him some 3 or 4 years later to break the color barrier in baseball. But even more shocking than the fact that up until 1947, that people of color were not allowed to play Major League Baseball, no matter how talented or gifted they might be.
But the other
United States Army, the United States Army was segregated. In other words,
absolutely.
Jackie Robinson, who had gone to UCLA, was a very brilliant guy, a great athlete, and a great patriot, and an officer in the Army. He wasn't allowed to serve alongside white people, right?
Correct. And what was interesting is that Joe Louis also encountered the same thing. They arrested him for refusing to sit in the back. And Joe Louis had been fighting for the Navy Relief Fund, giving this money from his fights to the military to help out with their family relief and that type of thing. And Joe Louis told him, say,
okay,
hey,
Wayne,
look.
Wayne, if you'll hold on, we need to go to a break. Stay with me. I want to talk about positively what can the nation do to make progress against what has rightly been called our original sin. We'll be right back with Reverend Wayne Perryman, author of Unfounded Loyalty, coming up.
The Michael Medved Show, michaelmedved.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a 6-3 ruling on Monday, the Supreme Court says an employer who fires someone for merely being gay or transgender violates Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. A march on Georgia is taking place in Atlanta after the shooting death of Rashard Brooks. Brooks was killed in a confrontation with police on Friday when he passed out at a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks then stole one of the police officer's tasers and started running. The police officer shot Brooks and he died a short time later. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News this is a completely different situation than what we saw in Minneapolis.
Mr. Brooks, he didn't just resist a lawful arrest. He did so violently. He fought with the police again and again. He took their weapon, one of their weapons, and tried to use it against them. That is a completely different set of circumstances.
USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Reverend Wayne Perryman is a passionate, strong, persuasive religious voice. He is a community activist who has worked for Uplift, to particularly involving youth in the inner city. He is also a prolific author. The book of his that I know best is a book about the strange love affair between the pro-slavery Democratic Party, yes, it originally was, and the black community. And Wayne is also someone who has been looking with great passion at what's happening here in the city of Seattle. And you and I have not spoken. I should also say that we're friends. And Wayne, when you see what's going on up on Capitol Hill with the so-called, it's now called the Capitol Hill Organized Protest, what used to be CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, that's not something that you're pleased about, is it?
Well, I'm not. You know, there's a strange thing about protests. There's a lot of protests that I probably would not participate in, including the Boston Tea Party. It's to evaluate what's effective and what's not effective. I think back to John F. Kennedy's letter to Congress in 1963, where he describes the riots and chaos at that time and told Congress, for this reason, we should pass the 1963 Civil Rights Act. It seems that protests seem to always get the results over peaceful negotiations. I mean, look at our mother country. I mean, they tried over and over to get their mother country, England, to treat them proper, to not have the Stamp Acts and the Boston Tea, the tax on the tea. But with all the peaceful negotiations, They didn't listen until they protested. Should they have protested the way that they did? I don't think so. I wish they could have accomplished what they did, the Declarations of Independence and then later Constitution, without the kind of protest. I don't know what's going to be accomplished here on Capitol Hill. I refuse to go up there. My sons, they marched in the 60,000 organized one the other day with the mayor.
Which I mentioned on air here, yeah.
Yeah, but
okay, so
they can participate in the others.
Let me ask you this, because as I know you acknowledge, because I do read your material, the problems go far beyond just the problems of policing. In other words, policing would be a crucial first step. It's very important. It's symbolically important. It's important, the message it sends. But once you fix policing to the extent that one can get it as close to perfect as possible, what do we need to do further to address what have been rightly called the savage inequalities that divide our society?
Well, I think a lot of the responsibility rests upon the black community to do things for themselves, like in the era of Booker T. Washington, when he had the National Negro Business Conferences with thousands of black businesses coming together to talk about how they can enhance and improve their community, much like the Freedmen's Bank right after, you know, Reconstruction. At that one time, blacks had $57 million in their banks. The focus, we need to hold society accountable for their racism and institutionalized racism in various areas. Simultaneously, we must work in our own community on black crime, education, health care, and some of those kinds of things. It's a multifaceted approach, not just one thing. And we all need to realize just one thing, one item, will not solve the problem that we're trying to solve.
Okay, let me read to you something. I had invited as a guest to the show a clergywoman named Kelly Brown Douglas, who is with the Fuller Theological Seminary, Union Theological Seminary, and she's an Episcopalian bishop, and she writes in a piece on behalf of reparations. What is made clear, therefore, is that one cannot be at once white and Christian, which is kind of an explosive statement. I assume you don't believe that, do you, Reverend Perryman?
Repeat that statement again.
She said, what is clear, therefore, is that one cannot be at once white and Christian. She goes on, to claim whiteness is essentially to make peace with crucifying privilege. So, in other words, she's saying that in order to be a sincere person of faith, one would have to renounce the fact of your white birth, I guess. This entire thing is so extreme, and it seems to me so hateful. I assume that you don't share that point of view.
Well, I mean, you can't indict all people no matter what the category is, or the subject matter is, because there's always exception to the rule. If it wasn't for the white Christians who were the people behind the abolitionist movement, including radical John Brown, many of slavery would have took a much longer period of time to eradicate. When you looked at many of the historically black colleges, they're named after white Christians who started much of the education and the black schools at that time. So, I mean,
including the Rockefeller family.
Absolutely. I mean, Spelman University is named after Laura Spelman, Rockefeller's wife. So, and Howard University is named after General Oliver Howard, who was a Union general. So, I mean, you can't, in my latest book, is blackened or justified. I have 11 pages of names of white abolitionists who fought and gave their lives. They were part of the Underground Railroad to see to it that blacks could achieve the freedom and equality that they felt were justly due. So, no, I can't indict. I have a lot of great white friends. That sounds like what white people say. I got some black friends. But
No, I know you really do. And and I can vouch for that. In terms of a sweeping economic solutions, what's your position on slavery reparations quickly in the few in the minute we have left to us?
Well, I think it takes a longer discussion than one, but I think there's evidence for reparation to me when you look at the Marshall Plan, when you look at what the Native Americans receive, when you look at the Japanese receiving reparations, when you look at some of those kinds of things. I think there are arguments for it, not just for slavery, but what happened, 102 years after slavery as well.
That's Reverend Wayne Perryman. We'll post information, Wayne, send it to us about your most recent book, which has to do with the situation with black anger in this larger society. And I appreciate your work. And one of the things that I do think that people of goodwill should be able to agree on is changing the name of military bases that are named after racist traitors. And sorry, the Confederate generals, especially the incompetent Confederate generals like John Bell Hood and Braxton Bragg, it's ridiculous to compel honorable, brave, patriotic young black recruits to serve at those institutions. And a number of them have spoken up about it. We will be right back with more on the situation in Seattle and with the Supreme Court and in China, where they're considering multiple husbands for the scarce women. I'm not kidding. Coming up on the MedVet Show. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Wolfenbarger, who is the chief guy behind KBKW 1450 AM, which is covering this show live right now. And God willing, for the rest of time, we're on live from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific time. And with simulcast on KSWW HD4 102.1 FM. And 100.5 FM. This is a powerhouse lineup in Aberdeen, Ocean Shores, Westport, and Montesano, Washington. And very much appreciate the opportunity to speak to people in that beautiful part of our state, which I've had the opportunity to visit on many occasions, and look forward to coming and doing some station events when the coronavirus permits it. Okay, one of the things for new listeners out there, I try to find encouraging stories. I really do. And sometimes it's kind of challenging. I do feel that this week we may be turning things around with the economy, with the pandemic, and with some of the racial strife in our country. And Let me do this in terms of encouragement. We tend to focus on our own problems. They have a gigantic problem in China. China. And the problem, which is covered in the Washington Post, is they don't have enough babies. And I know how important babies are. We just met our new baby grandson for the first time on the Sabbath, and walked over to our daughter's house, and he's beautiful, and he's healthy, and he's eating, and well, doing what is a consequence of eating like a champ. That's the important thing when you're a couple of days old. But in any event, they don't have enough little guys like that. They don't have enough little women like that in particular. And this is the deeper problem for China. They had that awful one-child policy, which was one of the greatest governmental abuses in the history of the world, where they limited every couple to one child. And because in traditional Chinese culture, there's a great premium placed upon male children, it led to a huge number of abortions with women. So that there are 100 million only children in China younger than 40, with 34 million more men than women among those only children. That's not an accident. That's because of the crazy addiction to abortion in order to deal with this one-child policy. In any event, an economics professor at Fudan University in Shanghai has come up with the solution to their problem of not enough babies. That would be to allow women to have multiple husbands. And then they'll have multiple babies, he says. The professor says, his name is Yu Quang Eng. He says, I wouldn't suggest polyandry if the gender ratio was not so severely imbalanced. The heading in his suggestion is polyandry really a ridiculous idea? For 36 years, China's ruling Communist Party stipulated that couples could have only one child, except in special circumstances. Like if they lived in a rural area and their first child was a girl or a disabled boy, which means that they sort of view girls and disabled boys as of similar dubious worth. How pathetic. It was part of a strategy to boost China's growth rate and its living standards at the same time. The policy worked too well in China today, home to 1.4 billion people. They have those 100 million only children that are more than 2-to-1 boys. Above one-third of the population, because of this reduction, is going to be over 65 by 2050. And that's a problem economically. It's a problem socially. Women increasingly want careers, and many would rather challenge their energy into giving just one child a good start in life than splitting their resources between two. But this professor writes, if two men are willing to marry the same wife, and the woman is willing to, what reason does society have to stop them from sharing a wife? I'm not denying the advantages of monogamy, he writes. Here, such as how exclusive long-term relationships can benefit kids, growth, and education. But given China's skewed sex ratio, writes Professor Eng, it's necessary to consider allowing polyandry legally. Polyandry is one woman, multiple husbands. It would just be more efficient, he continued, suggesting that women would have no trouble meeting the physical needs of multiple husbands. Quote, it's common for prostitutes to serve more than 10 clients a day, he said cheerfully. Making meals for these husbands won't take much more time than making meal for just two husbands, he added. So he's talking about up to 10 husbands per woman? Can you say sex slave? Eng is stealing for a fight. He wrote that his next column, aimed at redressing gender imbalances, would be about legalizing brothels. How does that help address gender imbalance? Well, I guess it helps provide for some male needs. Because China's gender mismatch has caused a fierce competition among men looking for wives, a man's right to achieving sexual satisfaction is being severely violated if legal sex work is not allowed. I'm thinking he could have some career problems here, even at a Chinese university. Joan in Federal Way. Joan, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, I just wanted to comment on the polygamy issue, not necessarily the sex trade, sex issue of prostitution, legal, you know, a slave.
Sure.
Okay, so back in the old days, when men went off to war and there were very few men and there were a lot of births, big families, and a lot of women didn't have husbands to marry. And so the Mormons, they took on an extra wife, and as my mother explained it, and she lived to 102 and kind of knew about that time in history, it was for a woman's protection. So that's something, I mean, there are sometimes in history justifications for it. And second of all, like my grandmother was married way, way back in time at 13 to an older man at who was 28, for her protection, because a 28-year-older could provide for her. They were out in early California in the 1840s.
And her parents could not provide for her at 13?
No, that's not the issue. It was because of so many men out there and very few women. And
I see.
A husband would care for her. And anyway, it was, and they chose the husband more or less because it was a family friend. But that's another story.
Right.
Polyandry
is different. And one of the reasons traditionally that polyandry has been less a factor in human history is because you don't know who the father is necessarily. If you have a woman who's married to five guys, how do you know who the dad is? You may have some guesses, and you may be looking for, I mean, maybe you can do a DNA test later, but it's also, don't you think it would be fairly rugged for a woman to be married to three to five guys?
Oh, yeah, and I'm not trying to justify that. I'm just trying to state why maybe possibly in history people have gone to this polygamy or polyanny, whatever you want to refer to it. I mean, there's been reasons for it in history is all I'm trying to make a point.
No, of course. And look, it used to be polygamy, meaning polyandry is the opposite. Polygamy means one husband with multiple wives. It is still practiced in parts of the Muslim world. You can have up to four wives. And obviously it was very common in the ancient world. People have gotten away from that, and partially to facilitate the idea of a female equality, because it's very difficult. In other words, I don't know if somehow the idea of a single wife with multiple husbands actually enhances the woman's role, or actually degrade, especially when this professor is talking about, well, she will have to cook, of course, and provide sex for all of her multiple husbands. This is probably not going to work anywhere outside of China or inside China. But it's one of those ideas that can stimulate conversation. We will be talking about ideas stimulating conversation about racial inequality, the economy, and some good news for a change on the pandemic, all in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.